بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. During the battle of Uhud, Sayyiduna Hanzala bin Abi Amir رضي الله عنه fought very bravely, but is eventually martyred by Shaddad bin Aswad. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. When the battle had ended, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم addressed the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم saying, "Verily I saw the angels bathing, they were giving ghusl to the body of Hanzala bin Abi Amir radiallahu anhu, between the heavens and the earth, with the water of the clouds in utensils of silver." Sayyiduna Abu Usaid radiallahu anhu mentions that he, together with few other Sahaba radiallahu anhu, then went in search of Sayyiduna Hanzala's radiallahu anhu body. When they found it, they saw that his head was dripping with water. They returned to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and informed him of what they had seen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then instructed them to inquire from his wife as to why the angels were giving him ghusl. Shortly before the battle of Uhud, Sayyiduna Hanzala radiallahu anhu had married Sayyida Jamila radiallahu anha, the sister of the infamous Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, the leader of the hypocrites, and had only just consummated his marriage the previous night. While asleep that night, Sayyida Jamila radiallahu anha had a dream in which she saw a door open into the sky, which Sayyiduna Hanzala radiallahu anhu was ushered. The door was then shut behind him. When she awoke, she instantly realized that her dream was an indication that her husband, Sayyiduna Hanzala radiallahu anhu, was about to pass away. She therefore called for four witnesses, and to avoid the problems that could arise later, she informed them that her marriage had been consummated the previous night. Sayyiduna Hanzala radiallahu anhu was still making ghusl when the call was made for people to arm and depart for Uhud. Although his wife Sayyida Jamila radiallahu anha had only completed washing half his head, his eagerness to strive and fight in the path of Allah Ta'ala was such that he immediately grabbed his weapons and left without completing his ghusl. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed of this. He said, "That is why the angels gave him ghusl." So we learn from this incident also that the zeal and how Sahaba radiallahu anhu wanted to give their lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, irrespective of their circumstance and what was around them. The Sahabi just got married and he's still this desire within him, how he can give his life for the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know when a person just gets married, something new, starting over a new life, and obviously that excitement, but still striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was more beloved to them than anything else. And then you learn from this incident also the selflessness of his wife, Sayyida Jamila radiallahu anha, that how she can sacrifice also her husband for the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this also we need to, within our homes also, to make the minds of our families, of our children, that our life is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we can give our life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was on a very high level, giving his entire life, but within our environment, in our homes, the bare minimum is to sacrifice our desires for the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then also, another lesson we learn from this incident is that when it comes to nikah also, we should be very transparent, and we should, the advice and teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a'lini nikah, that announce the nikah. So this idea of a person having a secret nikah, this is not in within the teachings of deen. And many complications can result from this. Person passes away, he doesn't know, people don't know he's married to a woman, then the inheritance issues come in. So all these complications arise. So the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also to announce the nikah, so people don't have accusations also, and then there's no further complications which arise from there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can understand.